Armstrong Studios. Armstrong. Armstrong.
It's a mass of raw energy.
Keeping you connected. This is WLER, Butler Cranberry, your rock station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome to our Grassroots Show on the Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions, an opportunity for you to sit down with us and listen to some local music, some of the best from the tri-state area. I'm Bob Gupp, along with Shady Lady's own Utah Burgess. Good evening, Utah. Welcome back.
Good evening, Bob. We've got some cool things coming up here.
Like next week?
This coming Saturday. It's the Southern Fried Rock Show. And, of course, we pre-record this show, so for all I know, it could have been sold out by now because we were very close to sellout as I rolled in this morning.
Nice. So,
and then a week from Monday, Band Jam tickets go on sale.
Band Jam tickets go on sale.
There you go.
It is coming quick, my friend.
Yes.
And then camping spots will go on for reservation at Cooper's Lake in March.
Yep, correct. March 10th, I believe.
March 10th. So the Rock Down Right Tour picks up high gear as of next Saturday. And what a great show that you have planned for the Southern Fried Rock Show presented by Shady Lady Productions coming to the Penn Theater, Main Street, downtown Butler.
Yeah, looking forward to it. And Gary Burke III, The Shiners, and Noble Hops.
Great stuff. Yeah, I've been spinning Gary's, several of his new tunes, but certainly the latest song that we've been spinning is the one he wrote in honor of Corey Compitour. And, man, the buzz that he's been getting, and the people ring the phones here at these radio stations to hear Gary Burke III, especially
cool.
Our country station, WBUT. So, hey, and by the way, I wanted to throw out to Megan Pennington from Scarfire. Started playing her new. She said she's starting to dabble into country. Guess what? It's on the radio.
Yes, and informed her of that, and she was very grateful for that.
So. Yeah, so that's what we love to do around here is share great music when it's great. And when it's local music, that's even greater.
Yes.
And we love to share it here and talk to you about some of the different shows. Congratulations to you guys. Last night, Noble Hops, the Rumble, playing over at Heroes. But that was a fun atmosphere.
We were in the presence of kings. Kings of the Grassy Award.
Yeah, that's
kings
right.
Kings of everything.
Uh-huh. That's right. So, well, and congratulations to the Cravens on
12 years.
Heroes. They've been they've had that location for a dozen years.
I couldn't believe that when I saw that.
It doesn't seem like it, does
yeah.
it? Of course, it's been 12 years of this, too. So
well, that's a good point.
Kind of tied in, I guess. But lots of great music to be made this year, and we're excited to have an opportunity here tonight to catch up with a guy that we haven't seen in a while. He was at Band Jam, and that, I think, honestly, might have been the last time that I had the opportunity to speak with Bradley Scott Malone, but he's got some new material. So, boy, it just seems like there's a buzz again, and different directions for some musicians and acts this year, too, which is cool.
Yeah, it is. Again, we're not going to be hurting for content at all. You know, we often say we could do 2 hours of this show every night. I mean, there's just so much out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just, I've said this before, it's frustrating to not be able to go back and hit a lot of it again, you know, and give it maybe a little more attention because it just keeps coming. The new stuff just keeps showing up.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's great, too. I mean, we've got, we've talked about places that have gone by the wayside, but I see some other places popping up, and there even another new place in downtown Butler where some musicians were popping into in the last week. I saw it, for me, a little too late to get to it, but Tom Panay was playing at a place on Main Street in downtown Butler, so another place is open. We've talked a lot about the Penn, and they've been really receptive to having local music events as well.
Yeah.
So. Yep. Yeah, it's exciting to see that, and it's a time where you need to get out and support some of these local entities in a new year.
I was just going to say, if you want to see these places continue to do this, you got to go out and support them.
Absolutely, and you've got a great series again. I mean, I know you have, you know, Thursday, Friday get-togethers and opportunities, and of course the 11th Frame. Boy, the lineup you have put together for that one, music of all over the spectrum, some killer shows coming up.
Oh, last Saturday was packed. I mean, just packed in there. It was really cool.
Good, good. Well, that's the key, folks. We all need to take a moment to go out and support local businesses because the time is now. And we're excited to visit with Bradley Scott Malone. And we've got a couple new tunes that we're going to be featuring here tonight, especially a little bit later on. But as we dive into some music here, Utah, why don't we go back to last night and spin those Grassy Award winners, the Rumble, and not necessarily the Grassy Award winner from last year, King of Everything, but something that was a little newer after that called Magic Rain. We'll spin that.
All right. And then we got a brand new song from a longtime band, El Dorado. And they sent us a new song of theirs called Hell Raisin' Son of a Gun.
All right. Well, let's raise some heck then right now. Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station. Big thank you to our local audio connection, Meat Locker Recording Studio. You have a band you want to get recorded? You have music that needs to be heard? The Meat Locker Recording Studio will do that for you. And they even can provide some of the musicians if you need that kind of help.
Three Grassy Awards have come out of that studio.
How about that? They'll be putting the gold entrance up before you know. Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler. Our thanks to them for presenting this opening segment of our Grassroots Show here tonight.
I'm looking for the sun today. Put away the clouds blocking the rays. Wanna dance with a wholesome girl to round this whole wide world. And you fill my life with magic rain. Call you up to spend the night. Take a look, it's rain outside. Coming down in a pouring storm. Wanna love you, baby, more than you. Fill my life with magic rain. And I have I never felt this way. Something I missed. Sugar tastes just like your kiss. Every time you walk away, wanna holler, baby, stay. Then you fill my life with magic rain. And I have I never felt the same.
Wow. Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. The Geibel Funeral Home, 201 East Cunningham Street, downtown Butler. Chad Geibel, the fourth generation, a name synonymous with professionalism, compassion, and dignity. Ready to help families during difficult times. Geibel Funeral Home has been serving the community for generations at the corner of McCain and Cunningham Streets. Chad Geibel suggests that you look into pre-arrangement so that during the most difficult time, the need for major decision-making has already been completed. It's one of the most thoughtful things you can do for those you love. The Geibel Funeral Home. Call Chad Geibel today.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
Thanks for checking out our Grassroots Show here tonight. We're on the Rock Station, 97.7, thanks to Shady Lady Productions. And we want to thank our friends at Cummings Candy and Coffee Service and their four locations to serve you. Great, great time of year to be thinking warm coffee. And boy, they've got some really awesome specials going on right now. We were just down there picking up another bag of the Main Street coffee on Saturday morning and had some of their new specials. Just love it.
And we had a great time last night throwing down with Barry at Heroes up in Kittanning. Rock and roll show, man. Good time.
Good stuff. The Rumble and the Noble Hops. There's a duo of infamy right there. I bet there were some tips. I mean, as in tips on the old arm.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, I got you. Yeah. I can see you.
Hey, we are excited to have a gentleman that we love his music, and he's got new material coming out, and it's been a while since we've caught up. In fact, I think the last time I saw him, it was at Band Jam, Grassroots Music Festival, a few years ago. Bradley Scott Malone is back with us, and he's got some new material we're going to talk about. Mr. Malone, welcome back to our Grassroots Show.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. We're excited to see you have just dropped a brand new single. So we wanted to get caught up, and we're going to get to hear that new tune. But what have you been doing with yourself lately?
Well, it's been an interesting couple years. We had an EP dropped in 21, and then we had a lot of music in the works we had planned on doing. And then I got back-to-back COVID illnesses, and it really, really derailed me until just earlier last year when I was able to get my voice back. So it's been an adventure.
Wow, yeah.
So literally taking you out for a little bit, and do you feel like you're back at full health now?
I do. It's been a really wonderful time of recovery from that illness. I kind of carried long COVID for over a year and a half. And finally, I've got my strength back, got my lung capacity back, and my voice has come back. So I'm very blessed.
Yeah, I've been dealing with that a little bit myself, as well as some other people, too. Yeah, it's really has affected some people I know who sing.
Yes, I'm very grateful for the patience that Bob McCutcheon and the Vault has shown with my music. But I think we've really got a lot of momentum rolling into 2025 here.
So you were telling me before we started that you've had a little bit of a change in direction than what we've heard, or at least can expect that with some of the new material?
Yes, this song is a little bit of a departure from my typical singer-songwriter music. This is a little more alt country, if you will. I've written a song about West Virginia and the Appalachian experience. I think that many times the people who live and work in rural Appalachia, the hardships that they endure are a lot of times are overlooked. And I really felt motivated to bring that out in my newest song. It's about a coal miner.
So did you have a basis for this as far as connections, family connections, or was it just something being from this region that you saw?
Basically, I heard there was a mine shut down in West Virginia a year or so ago, and I'd had this song kind of sitting on the back burner, and it just prompted me to finalize it and finish it up. So I think it not only tells a story, but it also brings attention to the plight of poverty in the Appalachians.
So definitely a lot of people can connect to that, being not only, talking about a West Virginia coal mine, but the mines that are right here in Western Pennsylvania in this area, and what has, happened to communities, and certainly those,
yeah.
and the legacies too, families in general that have been affected.
I agree, and it's something that unless you really live in rural Appalachia, you don't understand the impact of a mine closing.
So you said you had this on kind of a start of it, or was it something that you had written and then decided to shape in a different form? Did that evolve over the last couple of years, or what triggered that that this version of kind of an alt country style?
Well, I think that it was a story that wanted to be told from the perspective of a West Virginia or a Pennsylvania coal miner. And I think it lended itself to more of a folk rock, an alternative country vibe.
Well, let's give it a listen here. We're going to spin the new song, King of the Underground, and then we'll talk more about it. We're visiting with Bradley Scott Malone, who is back with us here tonight and has just released this. It came out officially on Friday. Let's give it a listen. It's called King of the Underground. Bradley Scott Malone here on The Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7, our show presented by Shady Lady Productions.
I used to have a home up around the bend. Till the coal man came, closed the gates again. Coal train used to run just about twice a day. Fill my open arms with that honest man's pay. Well, I followed Granddad when I was nine. By the time of 16, I was down in that mine. Then Daddy took ill, could no longer breathe the wind. So it was up to me, he's gonna live. I became the king, the king. They closed right down that old Blacksville mine. Some men took to running pills, now they're doing time. Oh, but as for me, I took that crooked riverside. Now I spend my day turning mash and shine. 'Cause I became the king, the king, oh, the king, the king of the underground. with the king. The king, oh, the king. The king of the underground. Well, one morning, just about to break a day, I could hear those hymnal songs through the broken arms of praise. You never know how far you'll go till you ain't got a dime. Maybe you'll be like me, turn and mash and shine. Then you'll be king on the underground. When I'm gone, she'll be drying sheets of linen on a wire neath the paint-by-number sky. And the wind will blow slowly down the canyon, blend her dress in the morning light. And I've wasted all the time a man can borrow. All the things been taken from me. I went to town to join the orphan choir. 'Cause what I miss the most is my sanity. Cause he gave up an angel when you were born. He still holds that you'd won. Nobody told him you were gone. And the sound of the thunder, the sound of the thunder, the sound of the thunder is just a jealous guard. I wrote a little story on a napkin in broken lines of purple poetry. 'Cause they're moving furniture round up in heaven. If you listen carefully, cause he gave up an angel when you were born. He's still holding the wings that you'd worn. Nobody told him you were gone. And the sound of the thunder, the sound of the thunder, the sound. It's just a jealous guard. So when I'm gone, she'll be drying sheets of linen on a wire neath the alabaster sky. And I float around like her small town companion, kiss her ears in the morning light. Because he gave up an angel when you were born. He's still holding the wings
things that you'd want. Nobody told him you were gone. And the sound of the thunder, the sound of the thunder, the sound of the thunder is just a jealous guard.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you back to our Grassroots Show here tonight. Thanks for tuning in to The Rock Station, 97.7, our show presented by Shady Lady Productions and Bros' Superette, high on the hill and right on the price at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein Avenue in Butler, helping to present our next segment of the show here tonight. We just heard two tunes, something new, something a little older. From our special guest tonight, Bradley Scott Malone, King of the Underground, the brand new tune that has just been released. And then we heard Sheets of Linen. Kind of recap that song, because that's one we've had in the archives a little while. Bradley, tell us about Sheets of Linen.
Well, Sheets of Linen was a song that was written, it's a little bit vague lyrically, but it was written about a father who had lost a child. It was a little heavy, frankly. I think the song was really came out and voiced the way that I wanted it to, so that, you know, it could connect with more than, you know, one audience, so to speak.
Okay. And I believe when you released that single, that might have been the last time we had you on the show,
because
I think that was a debut that week, too, so...
Yes, I think it has been. It's been a little bit.
Bradley Scott Malone joining us here tonight on the Grassroots Show, and he's made it through the last couple of years, is back with us. And that King of the Underground song, tell me about the recording of that. You recorded that at Vault Records?
I did. Bob McCutcheon did my producing. He also did all the engineering on it and just did a phenomenal job with it.
And when did you specifically record the song?
I think it was in November.
So it is very fresh then.
Yes, it's very fresh.
The graphics that you released with it as well has the picture of you with a coal mining helmet on. Tell us a little bit of the background of that when you shot that. It's a great picture, very authentic looking.
Yeah, that's an artist rendering, putting me in a coal miner hat and garb. It was when I write music, I try to walk in the footsteps of people. If I'm telling a story, I want to feel, you know, what it's like to be that person that I'm talking about. I have an empathy for, you know, the people that I sing about. I've always found inspiration in what I call the extraordinary ordinary. And so I like to walk around in their shoes a little bit. So that artwork was sort of representing, me walking around in the shoes of that unemployed miner.
Great story. Had you, and refresh our memory here, had you worked with Bob at Vault and done your recording in previous tunes?
Yes, Bob's recorded all of my music, reaching clear back into 2016. He's produced just about everything I've ever done. he's just such a blessing to me. He knows what I'm going to do before I do it.
Now, what's the plan for the future here? Obviously, you just released the single. Will this be part of a package? Is this just a digital release for now? And where do you plan to go here in 2025 and beyond?
Well, the plan right now is to release this single. We may release one or two more singles through 25, but our goal is to release a compilation LP that includes a few of these individual releases. We're planning on putting that out on vinyl.
Will you work, when you get to that point, I know there's a local pressing plant here in western Pennsylvania. Will we be working through that, or do you have another avenue that you plan to go with?
I believe so. I believe we are going to be using that company.
Yeah, I think they're Hellbender Vinyl, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, I believe that's the name of it. And so that's, at least tentatively, that's the plan.
Now, with the kind of being under the weather in recent years, have you been getting out to play at all? Do you have plans to be able to get out and perform a bit more in 2025?
We are looking into it. I have some festivals that I'm waiting to hear back booking information on. We've actually made some inroads with the Newport Folk Festival for their 2025 lineup.
Wow.
So I'm in contact with them. We've submitted an application to perform on at least one of the stages. I'm not sure exactly which one, but so that's something that's on the radar. We're still looking at some opportunities locally as well.
That would be a big thing. Have you been to the Newport Festival before, or what was the attraction there? It was just an opportunity?
I had attended a music retreat with a Nashville songwriter, and they heard some of my music, and one of the people there had a contact with someone on the board of the Newport Folk Festival, and one thing led to another, and they sent me an application, and so we're just keeping our fingers crossed at this point.
Well, good luck with that. I wish you well. Hope you get that spot.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, well, I've been very open with you over the years of my passion to listen to some of your music, and certainly seeing you play live. Some of my favorite songs that you've done are My Name is Neville and 80 in the Rain, which is a real, that's always been real high on my list over the years.
Oh, thank you. That's a special song.
Yeah, I think SOS concert series, Bradley was there.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yep,
that's remembering right. That.
Well, and ironically, we're going to have another connection to SOS a little bit as part of this show tonight, too. So great stuff. Well, Bradley, we're glad that you're healthy again and back and have new material, and looking forward to what you have in store over the next year. As far as getting your material, and especially King of the Underground, the new works, where can people find it?
It'll be released on Spotify, Pandora, YouTube Music, Apple Music. I also believe it'll be on iHeartRadio.
Any future plans to write another book by chance?
Funny you mention that. I am working on my first novel, and that's something that's probably going to be 2027 timeframe.
Okay.
Any clue as to what it's about?
It's a little bit of a secret right now, but I'll definitely let you know.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing it, and to certainly encourage people to hop on and follow Bradley Scott Malone, catch your material, and even a lot of your past material, because very, very well-spoken, well-written, and really enjoy. I'm anxious to see you out and about performing live again, Bradley, and we appreciate the opportunity to have your story here tonight and the return of King of the Underground. Please check it out, folks. Just released this weekend, and that's why we've had him on the show here tonight. And before we go, why don't we go back in time a little bit. I mentioned My Name is Neville. Let's give a couple of intros to two more songs here. Talk to us about My Name is Neville again, Bradley.
My Name is Neville was based on a Vietnam veteran and someone who had struggled with physical illness stemming from Vietnam. So that song was just an homage to all those veterans who served and came back here and really had to deal with a lot of different things it was my tribute to those people.
That's a fantastic song. And then tell us about Freckles.
Freckles was a song written about a childhood love that I had. You know, when you're a little boy and people move away, especially, you know, when we grew up back in the, you know, early to mid 70s, when people moved away, a lot of times you never heard from them again. And so that was just a little snapshot in time from my childhood.
Very good. Well, great to catch up with you again. Thanks for sharing your story and your music with us tonight, Bradley. It's good to see you back and thankful that you're healthy again. And checking people toward King of the Underground, Bradley Scott Malone. Bradley, good to visit with you here again. Stay strong, my friend.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Here he is. My name is Neville Freckles, Bradley Scott Malone on the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7.
Took a sleeve off my coat, turned me around. Take his tube from my nose. You know I hate that sound. So before you turn away, fold your hands and pray. I'd do it all again. 'Cause I've seen hope and I've seen lies live together in disguise. I've seen days to change what I believe. I've been lost, I've been found, been the stranger in town. And I've had houses full of joy and family. My name is Neville, write it down. My name is Neville, write it down. I've seen days without a care. Beneath his silver hair lies a poet, a carpenter and a thief. I've been kind, I've been mean, everything in between. I've seen changes my father would not conceive. My name is Neville, write it down. My name is Neville, write it down. 'Cause I've seen hope and I've seen lies live together in disguise. I've seen days change what I believe. I've been lost, I've been found, been a stranger in time. I've had houses full of joy and family. My name's Neville, write it down. My name is Neville, write it down. Saw a hill and the sound of the devil and his clowns in 69, a friend beside me. I got a medal that I found buried in the ground. I'm a symbol, an illusion you see. My name is Neville, write it down. My name is Neville, write it down. 'Cause I've seen hope and I've seen lies live together in disguise. I've seen days that changed what I believe. I've been lost, I've been found, been a stranger in time. I've had houses full of joy and family. My name is Neville, write it down. My name is Neville, write it down.
face in the glass in the back of the Chevrolet. Well, I followed as far as I could, but my pedals did no good, and the peat rose caught in the spokes just tore away. But what the river didn't find was that the sunshine didn't mind to smile on your face and leave me without a trace. And if bikes could fly like a movie we saw that summertime, you know little boys fall in love all the time. And I love those freckles you try to hide. Try as might, the operator couldn't find your name in a city in a land so far away. So if you can hear my voice, understand I had no choice as the red dust cleared, swallowed the light of day. But what the river never found was that the sunshine was around to smile on your face and leave me without a trace. Cause if my hands could fly like that movie we saw that summertime, those little boys fall in love all the time. And I love those freckles you try to hide. And if bikes could fly like that movie we saw that summertime, you know the little boys fall in love all the time. And I love those freckles you try to hide.
Broza's Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town. Whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken, or one of their famous ham loaves, try their kielbasa, smoked meats, homemade soups, sides, and a variety of ready-to-eat selections. There's no doubt you'll be back for more. Located at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein, Broza's Superette, high on the hill and right on the price.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on the Rock Station 97.7.
On the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, how about a great bite to eat, a nice evening out, and great local music? Head to the Happy Hour at River Forest Country Club in Freeport this Friday night. Enjoy the sounds of 2B's Acoustic, live and in person at 6 o'clock. The 11th Frame Local Live Music Series continues next Saturday with the Pulse Band. 9 p.m. showtime, no cover, and Miller Lite specials. And the Southern Fried Rock Show takes the stage in downtown Butler next Saturday as well, beginning at 6 p.m. Shady Lady Productions presents the Southern Fried Rock Show, a Rock Done Right tour stop with the sounds of the Noble Hops, the Shiners, and Gary Burke III. Tickets are limited, so make sure you get them now. $20 for a Southern Fried night out at the Penn Theater, Main Street in Butler.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
The Geibel Funeral Home, 201 East Cunningham Street, downtown Butler. Chad Geibel, the fourth generation, a name synonymous with professionalism, compassion, and dignity, ready to help families during difficult times. Geibel Funeral Home has been serving the community for generations at the corner of McCain and Cunningham Streets. Chad Geibel suggests that you look into pre-arrangement so that during the most difficult time, the need for major decision-making has already been completed. One of the most thoughtful things you can do for those you love. The Geibel Funeral Home. Call Chad Geibel today.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
So happy that you've spent some time with us here tonight to listen in about discussions and focus in on music of local music. Our Grassroots Show, presented by our friends at Shady Lady Productions. We're excited to have you back, and we want to thank, too, our local music sponsors, who include Chad Geibel, the Geibel Funeral Home, 201 East Cunningham Street in Butler, four generations of service to the Butler community. Bill Damiano, Build the Scene, thanks to Bill being a part of our show, and our latest addition in the sponsorship of the Grassroots Show, Daily Tire and Auto, Route 308 in Boyers. Well worth the short drive to get the service of Daily Tire and Auto. And they'll take care of you. Hometown entity right there.
Local.
Many samples.
Got to support local.
Absolutely.
And there you go. Absolutely. Daily Tire and Auto.
Absolutely. So thanks to Bradley Scott Malone. Good to hear he's back in the scene. He's such a talented songwriter and a great performer at that. And I'm glad to see that he's back to full health and playing some new music. And I hope you'll, in particular, check out King of the Underground, his latest single. And we'll continue to follow where he goes here in 2025. And hopefully you're going to be going next Saturday night to Main Street, downtown Butler, the Penn Theater. And you know you can really plan this out to see the Southern Fried Rock Show and spend some time in downtown Butler. Our friends at Cummings Candy and Coffee, you could get down and get yourself a nice warm coffee on a cold day, because even though the warm-up is going to be dramatic, it's still only going to be freezing.
Yeah.
So you need to warm up or maybe spend some time bopping around downtown. There's some great beer establishments down there. Then you can pop into the theater and watch 4 hours of incredible music featuring the Noble Hops, the Shiners, Gary Burke III, the Southern Fried Rock Show, staple show of Shady Lady Productions.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. Our very first one ever was in 2006. So we've been at this for a while. A couple of years, you know, got derailed, but we're back at it. Looking forward to it. And again, like I said at the top of the show, it may have been sold out by now because we were pretty damn close when I came in to record the show with you. So looking forward to it.
Oh, congratulations on that. Well, that just shows what Shady Lady's doing out there, ladies and gentlemen, helping support the local music scene and a great connection with the local entity. And something tells me that night there will be the vibe of the old Peter B's in the building that night. So
that would be all right. I don't know that we're bringing the Daisy Duke contest back, but, you know, I think those days are kind of over. But
no, That's great.
But those were fun times. I don't think anybody argue that one.
And, of course, more great music to come throughout the year, so keep an eye. And, of course, keep an ear on the general concert calendar. And if you're a band out there, give you a free promotion on where you're going to be playing, send it over, grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. Just give us at least, we like to say 2 weeks, but if you give it 10 days lead time, or send over your schedule per month. That's what 2B's Acoustic do, and that's why they're on every week. And it's as simple as that, grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. An easy way to email it over or get it to Shady Lady Productions. We'll get you on. We've kind of expanded that as well, and you've been voicing a version of our concert calendar that we've put into the Local Music Minute just to help advertise where people are playing, and it's a combination of reasons. Not only the music, but the place they're playing. We want you to get out and support that local act and that local entity that is hosting those local acts. So very important to do that. So, and hey, before you know it, I mean, we're going to be flipping the calendar. The next time we chat, it'll be February.
And the
Southern Fried Rock Show will already be over. So hopefully you got your tickets and you're going to be there, because next thing you know, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival coming in August.
Yes. And there'll be a whole lot of events prior to that, I'm sure. But tickets do go on sale 1 week from tomorrow. TheBandJam.com. We've been reworking the website, so it will look different for those who have been there before. But hopefully everything that you need is there. And we are looking for vendors, and we're looking for sponsors. So if you're interested in any of that, get a hold of us, especially if you want to be a sponsor, because we will start talking about you tomorrow. You get in now, and the sooner you get in, the more bang for your buck you're going to get.
Yeah, so plan now for August. Yeah. And this is the time of the year to get in on it, because each and every show, we like to brag about you. We take care of the folks that are on this show, just like our previous sponsors, each and every segment. We appreciate them being along for the ride and supporting local music. And we'd love to support you and your local entity, and you'll get great exposure by being at the Band Jam in August, Cooper's Lake Campground. And don't forget, if you'd like to camp or would like to camp out there, they'll be putting the camping reservations up as of March 10th at Cooper's Lake Campground and their website.
Right, and the reason that is different is because you have to pay separately for camping for the Band Jam. That is through Cooper's Lake Campground, where we have the Band Jam. But if you want to camp, that is handled through them, and that's a totally separate reservation and cost. Admission for the Band Jam is what we deal with, and that we have a cost for that, because it costs money to put on such an epic event.
That's right. That's right, and you have to have the ticket to get on the ground. So make plans to do both. You don't have to stay if you don't have an ability to camp. You can come and go. We just band you up for the weekend.
Right.
And there's going to be two different options on that. You can, if you go, can only come Saturday, you won't have to pay for the whole weekend. You can just pay for Saturday. So we've made a little adjustment.
Yeah, we're breaking that out again this year. I'm going to give that a shot. So
yeah. So check it out, thebandjam.com. And check out Bradley Scott Malone as well. We're going to check out some other new material, and we're going to do a little sample of that Southern Fried Rock Show coming up. But when we were visiting with Bradley, and you brought it up, the Save Our Stages thing. It was kind of funny, because this past week, a buddy of mine sent over a picture of us in helmets.
Yeah.
He was talking about the weather. Don't hurt yourself, especially if you're jamming out there, to stay warm. But that was a fun time. But we appreciated being a part of that when they did have it. And unfortunately, we had to have it. But important to keep thinking about Save Our Stages, because that's an ongoing thing. Get out and support these local entities. But Eric Roger was such a big part of that, and his band Royal Honey played during that time. But now Eric is also part of a new trio that has emerged. And boy, I was really struck by this debut single. It's apparently the title track for their upcoming album. They're calling themselves the Rattlebones. It's Gary Martin on lead vocals and guitar, Eric playing bass and vocaling, and Tom Hahn drums and vocals, the Rattlebones. And they got a new song called Silver Bullets. I think you're going to dig this.
All right. Looking forward to that. And we'll have to get Eric back on the show to fill us in on that. And so let's take the show out with, hey, I mean, Gary Burke III. We're already talking about him. He's headlining the Southern Fried Rock Show this coming Saturday. And local boy making some noise nationally, and it's pretty cool to see. And having got to work with him over the years, he's really easy to work with. He's a cool guy, and he's humble, he's cool, he's easy to get along with. Love working with him. So yeah, let's take the show out with that. Take it back again.
He's genuine.
Thank you. Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah.
And hey, going back to the Band Jam cap, I mean, what a way to end Band Jam 2024 with his performance. He blew everybody away that was there at Cooper's Lake.
It's easy to work with.
Yeah. Great stuff. That's what it's all about, friends. Grassroots Show, we appreciate you tuning in. Let's listen in to some great new music, and Gary Burke III, which is newer music as well, on the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Breaking our back, share boots, stay muddy. Just trying to make a dime and keep it together. Paying them taxes ain't making things better. Taking our rights every chance they get. Never really thought it would come to this. They took that shot, thank God they missed. It's time we put a stop to this. This land is your land, my land. Bigger than the deep state island. Made with heart. Seems like forever since we came together. This is all just part of the plan. This is your land, it's my land, and it's time to take it back again. It's a real small club and we ain't in it. It's getting real hard trying to make a living. Sending our cash straight overseas while they forget about you and me. This land is your land, my land. Bigger than the deep state island. Made with hard work in the heartland. There's nothing getting done without our hands. Seems like forever since we came together. This is all just part of the plan. This is your land, it's my land, and it's time to take it back.
chance again. Never really thought it would come to this. They took that shot, thank God they missed. It's time we put a stop to this. This land is your land, it's my land. It's bigger than the deep state island, made with hard work in the heartland. Ain't nothing getting done without our hands. Seems like forever since we came together. This is all just part of the plan. This is your land, it's my land. It is time to take it back again. This land is your land, my land. Bigger than the deep state island, made with hard work in the heartland. Ain't nothing getting done without our hands. Seems like forever since we came together. This is all just part of the plan. This is your land, it's my land. Take it back again.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
you can't make it, baby. Your sister Lucille said she won't go. I say, well, say.
So much.
look inside the let the sound take you away.
It doesn't matter how small your knob is. It's how loud you can turn it up.
Giving you a reason to use your volume knob again. Your rock station.
Some silver, did you get a little gold? What did you bring me, my dear friends? Keep me from the gallows pole. What did you bring me? Keep me from the gallows pole. I couldn't get no silver, I couldn't get no gold. You know the way to gallows pole. Hangman, hold it a little while. I think I see my brother coming riding many a mile. Brother, you give me some silver as you get a little gold. I want this to pay me, my brother, keep me from the gallows. We'll be right back.
suck.
I hate it.
But your music doesn't have to.
Don't you cry no more.
The Rock Station 97.7.
If you own a company or a small business, you might have considered advertising on radio. It's smart because radio is still the most far-reaching media outlet today. 97.7 The Rock Station can get you results. Get details at 977rocks.com.
It's time to start music.
Go!
Your playlist
starts now.
Your rock station.
Now.
It's a hell of a...